research that suggests, first of all, that there is not one profile of a rapist. The rapist of behavior is an abuse of power. It is use of a sexual activity for abuse and for violence. It may therefore be something that's done by one person only one time in their life. It may be something that's done by somebody repeatedly. We really have to understand that if we are to address this behavior, as we said already, we have to look at the macro, the sociocultural and psychological dynamics that reinforce power differentials, inappropriate use of violence, as well as emotional regulation, anger, etc. Those are the big things. But when it comes to the individuals, we have to realize that a rapist can be somebody who has a psychotic disorder. It can be somebody who's totally out of touch with reality. It can be a sociopath. It can be somebody who is an aggressive person. It may be somebody who just does it once. So it's the challenge we face is that we sometimes try to find a magic bullet that will work for everybody. And I think that it is critical to understand that that one behavior can have multiple motivations, even though they're all taking place in a sociocultural context that gives men a sense of power and control that they then can use abusively. So the mind of the rapist is primarily about expressing some kind of anger, using power, hurting somebody, and to a much lesser extent, sexual gratification. How those are configured will differ depending on the individual. And this is what makes it challenging to try to find a one-size-fits-all intervention. Hence, we keep having to work at the societal level, but we also have to work at the level of facilitating work with men as individuals and in groups to help to foster the kind of awareness and the kind of self-regulation that will prevent those who are not at the very pathological end from behaving in that way. There are men who are reasonable and who, with the right intervention, that kind of behavior can be prevented. There are men who can have positive peer effects in terms of peer pressure on the men around them to prevent the kinds of mindsets that could eventually lead to aggressive behavior, including rape. However, there are always going to be men who are more psychologically dysfunctional and disordered, perhaps to the point of not being reasonable, whose behavior will not be influenced by some of these social interventions and mores. And this is why we need a justice system that will be able to identify individuals who have that profile in particular, who are likely to be repeat offenders, who are not likely to be influenced by peer pressure or value, and ensure that those individuals are kept away from society.